Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Arinha. If you could.
Yes, that's Iron Jaw.
Of course it is.
And I'm supposed to just read? Okay.
Yeah, no, whenever you're ready, let's hope you can do better than your bird brain friend.
Hello, and I am Trevor Ironjaw, and I am here to welcome you to the Rolling in the Geek. What is this Rolling in the Geek? I'm not rolling right now.
Understand.
What is going on?
All right, let's take a five.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Passaro. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag? Oh dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konala.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. Harkos and company watch as Trevor's shadow disappears from inside the ley lines. Harkos is confident that Trevor has died. On the inside, Trevor has a long talk with Iacor, the herald to Sam Renton. He divulges that he is stuck inside the skull and that the jar that held his master's soul was taken from him, and asks that Trevor helps him to find it and bring it back so that he can raise his master. He also takes a keen fascination with Trevor's hammer and asks to appraise it for him, but Trevor denies his request. The rest of the team start to come through after Trevor tugs on the rope, with Phil and Puffles making it through, but Harkos struggling after hearing a voice and seeing a vision of a massive, silver-feathered Alakokra claiming to be his father. Harkos covers his ears, dropping the rope, which Trevor can see through his shadow, and pulls him in. Harkos' last vision is of the Alakokra with wings outstretched, reaching out for him.
The team has a short discussion with Iacor and then move through the back of the skull and out into the Drow city. They notice immediately that it appears to be almost completely lifeless, but most concerningly, the road into town is cobblestoned with dragon rock. There's two words there that I said that I don't know if they're real words, but I'm coining them. Concerningly and cobblestone, because there's a little red line underneath them. Anyway, sorry, that was I divulged, I can't remember the word. Segued off into that and did not really need to. They move into the bazaar in the city and investigate to find a blacksmith shop where Trevor picks up a helmet with goggles that give him drow quality dark vision. They leave the shop and hear noises, so they move forward to check it out and find another dragonborn, who is in process of berating a group of drow, saying that they created this monster and that they should have to deal with it. He sees the team and introduces himself as Veldrith, herald to the First Steel, the Transient, the Marked Methuselah, Borvinsal. And that is where we pick back up. As I stumbled my way through the intro. So, you all are standing there. You have, who you now know is Veldrith, is standing on top of the plinth that held the statue that is crumbled all around him, and is speaking quite ill towards towards this group of assembled drow. He says the words and just stares down at you.
Oh, dear.
Trevor, I do believe we've been spotted.
Apparently it's our lucky day. It's two for one.
Which is the opposite of what I wanted.
Greetings?
Yes, I gave you my greetings.
Oh, good. At least he's not a dickhead. And Harkos doesn't swear yet. That's not canon. Also, Harkos isn't confident enough to get his ass kicked in the Underdark yet.
Oh, dear.
I want to help Brad, but I don't know how. I don't want to be in this situation, and I know you don't either. And
I don't suppose what you were angrily speaking about was the large, angry spider lady, was it?
So it is affecting even outsiders, huh? And he turns and stares at the group.
Sort of. You see, she's our friend. The previous, before big angry spider lady. And we came looking for her, and we found her, and it wasn't pleasant, but we'd like to attempt to get her back to the way she was.
Truly.
Yes.
That's interesting. I did not think that there was any coming back from the state that she is in.
We don't know if there is or not, but if there is, we'd be happy to help.
He kind of he side eyes the group of drow. And he says, mayhap you would actually be more helpful than these ones. And it's, I don't like the idea of having to pick up somebody else's mess, but if the mess needs cleaned, then someone has to do it.
She, again, is our friend, so it's not really picking up a mess. It's helping our friend.
I'm assuming you traveled through the tunnels. You can see that she has left quite a mess.
Oh, yes. I don't have half an idea how to fix any of that.
Well, these ones have been trying, but it seems that their attempts have failed because the thing itself does not want to be fixed. At least whatever's left of her does not want to be fixed.
It does somewhat seem that way. It seems as though some of her has been put into her companion.
Companion? Again, like, he just, like, slowly turns his head and looks to the group of drow who kind of, like, sullenly hang their head and, like, take a step back.
Oh, my.
In just the last 5 minutes, you have been more helpful than these ones have been for days. So thank you for that, at the very least.
Yeah. Yes, good job, Trevor.
May I ask, because you haven't divulged your names to me. I gave you mine.
Nope. My apologies. This is...
And then some.
I am Trevor Ironjaw. And these are my companions. My kind of nudge Harkos.
Yes, I am his companion.
And your name, my new feathered friend.
Those are words. my name is Harkos.
Hi, I'm Phil. Phil of Andrew. You can call me Phil. My name is Puffles.
There have been a couple times where I've wanted to, when we're introducing the group and Puffles has been around and I wanted to turn, and this is Gorlan, the great and mighty lion. Just to give Puffles a little bit of a bolstering, but I never think of it until after Ken goes, Puffles, that's my name. And I'm like, ah, fuck.
This is one of those gifts that keeps on giving when I named him that. Veldrith kind of, like, he's watching everyone's introductions, and Puffle says his thing, and he turns back to look at you two, and then he does, like, a double take back at Puffles, and kind of, like, furrows his brow a little bit, and then kind of slowly looks back. So you came for the creature.
Selena.
Oh. Yes, no, we came for the woman. Your other friends there made her a creature.
Well, I can't really argue with that much, really. Well, maybe we can just help each other then. This seems handy that you've come along in such a time of plight for these people and myself by proxy.
Well, that if it'll hopefully get our friend back, then it sounds like a plan to me.
Well, the only thing that I know for sure, the only thing that they've let slip, is that this statue, as he kind of, like, nudges one of the pieces with his feet, this statue was the central point of the magical focus for this. And it seems that they did far more than just the basic amount that they needed to make the spell work. They went ahead and just destroyed the entire thing to try and make sure that it could not be fixed. Much to their chagrin. And he turns again and looks at them. Because now most of their population has been decimated by her fury. So, we're in an interesting place.
Hmm.
There's other cities, but none quite like this one.
And she's the reason that they're mostly gone.
Huh. Yes. Have you ever heard that old adage, hell hath no fury?
Oh, all that. Oh, yes.
She was quite formidable before the giant spider body. So you would think they might have thought of that.
I would expect that this was not their original intent. But be that as it may, so this would be the best place to start is, I don't know if this statue can be mended or recreated in some fashion to try to reform and reverse the spell that was cast upon her.
Are all the pieces still here around it? That we're aware
of?
That
is information that I do not know, my friend.
So I'm going to shoot the other guys a look.
They just, like, they're not even looking at you. They're looking down at their feet.
Him.
They back off by a step.
Him. Are all the pieces here?
These are the roadblocks that I have run into as well.
They don't know how to speak?
They just refuse to.
Hmm.
Let's
see. Well, perhaps this will help. I want to cast Calm Emotions on them. They need to make charisma saves.
Okay. So there are five of them that are right here. This is the group that Veldrith was berating. So I'm going to roll for each individually.
Okay.
What's your DC?
15.
All right. So that's two failures. That's two more failures. And so one succeeds. Say, like, the furthest back one, it just, like, keeps his head, like, lowered and looks, a little flighty. But the other one seemed to, like, relax their posture a little bit. So this one I rolled an 18 on. The highest before that was an 8
nice.
On the die. So not awesome. So, but the rest of them kind of, like, relax their pose and, like, kind of, like, lift up their heads a little bit and kind of, like, look around. Like, you know, there's obviously something changed very much.
So now that we're a bit more relaxed, are all the pieces to the statue still here?
One of them will kind of look up and shake his head really, really slightly in a, like, a no fashion.
Ah, shit. All right, question two. Do we happen to know where said pieces are?
Roll a perception check.
Big money, no whammies. 23.
Okay. The one towards the back seems to, like, shift away a little bit more. as the four others just shake their head no.
So I'm going to look over at Veldrith and go at may I, and kind of gesture towards them.
By all means,
I'm going to walk over to the one that's in the back.
Okay, he senses you getting closer to him, and he like kind of peeks up a little bit, and just like almost like a scared dog. Just like kind of gets down and cowers away from you as you start to get closer to him.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what you all have been through, and I don't know what you're going to get put through. But I can tell you right now, I am far less angry than the one that was screaming at you. So perhaps if you help me out, we can fix this problem.
Roll a persuasion check.
Oh, balls. I don't think my what is my persuasion?
Okay.
I got 14.
Hey. He picks up his head a little bit and he looks at you. The pieces were taken.
By whom?
By the elders after the ceremony.
Oh. Do we know where they are?
He looks over his shoulder, and you can see what he's looking at, that there's a further on, you can see like a plaza built around a larger building that has a much larger statue like what you've seen, but it sits atop the like think of a cathedral, and instead of there being like a cross on top like we would expect, that there's one of these spider statues that is at the top,
and he
stares directly at that, and then he turns and looks back at you.
That is where they reside currently.
Yes, it's the Elder's Temple. They that's their home, and they I would assume that they took it there.
Well,
it's the best that I know. Please don't hurt me.
Thank you. I much appreciate it. It is more knowledge than we had just a moment ago. Perhaps we shall go have a chat with them.
He kind of backs off and you know, hangs his head back down. Veldrith will kind of walk up next to you. And maybe I should have taken a softer tone with them.
Yeah, well.
I figured a society that the elders rule with fear would have responded to fear.
I guess... I see where you're coming from, though. It would make sense.
It's an interesting thing, though. Since you're going there, might I ask for a favor in exchange for my assistance with this?
What might that favor be?
Well,
I think I know where this is going.
I heard tell that the drow took something from an old enemy of mine.
Would that old enemy happen to have a skull planted firmly in a wall of magic?
Well, his master's skull is inside the ley line, if that's what you mean.
That was what I was Meaning, yes.
Yes, Iacor. You spoke to him then?
Yeah, we had to pass through there on the way, yes.
Did he happen to mention his attempt at assassination and then his master's eventual betrayal of my Methuselah?
We didn't speak a very long time.
Debatable.
Thank you, Peanut Gallery Harkos. Yeah, that typically is not a point of conversation that he would be likely to bring up on his own.
He seemed
quite pleasant.
No, that's not where I was going.
Forthcoming. I'm trying to help you because obviously you're having an issue.
He was quite unaware of how long it has been, apparently. I told him by the best judgment from everything we've read, it's been 2,000 years since, well, all the happenings.
Give or take a few centuries, but yeah, close enough.
He was very interested in appraising our items.
Yes, he would be. He would be. His master had a keen eye for coin and wealth. It was definitely their shtick.
Sounded that way.
Yes. I'm not saying that he and his master were not talented in this way, but it got a little annoying. It's the constant want.
So they betrayed your master.
Oh yes, most decidedly.
I have so many questions. In the stories that we've heard, Numerath was the betrayer.
Oh. Numerath was never the betrayer.
Motherfucker! Motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker!
Oh no. Not again. The best, most honest DM out there sowing deceit amongst the NPC stories that we hear, Brad. However will we cope?
Hey, now, all of
it. Some. Okay, go,
no,
ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Numerath was, maybe to some, may have seen him as a betrayer, but to those of us who stood true to him, then that's never the thing that we would have called him.
Oh.
Huh. He was our oldest brother. Or my Methuselah's oldest brother. Was quite powerful and righteous. I never had any issue with the leadership that he attempted to bring.
So, if you don't mind my asking, like, who all would have called him a betrayer then?
Well, the first name on that list would be Syraxis.
Hmm? Huh.
These stories truly are not told in your society anymore, are they?
No. They definitely are not.
And I guess time has a way of ravaging all myth, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Stories always get twisted and changed and whatnot. And one of the ones that we heard called him betrayer was a Pylorvo.
Oh, Pylorvo, yes. I don't know how much of this I really should talk about. This is my family, of course, that we're speaking of. But Pylorvo isn't so much my kin as just inside the same species. But Pylorva was fanatically devoted to Syraxis. And I think that you can, if you've had interactions with Pylorvo, the Great Flame, blah blah blah, then you can definitely understand how it would get a little bit obnoxious to hear that all the time, and that kind of fiery passion, we would call it.
I could imagine, yes. The stories I've heard, it almost feels as if we were face to face once.
What fucking game are you playing at, Brad? I just... I don't... Oh, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't either. Welcome to the boat.
Jesus. Have you had personal interactions with Pylorvo?
How long have we just discussed this? It was like 2,000 years. I'm a human.
Okay.
I'm not, I may look old, but I'm not nearly that old.
I was just curious because whispers have made it even as far down here that have said that Pylorvo rose again.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure, but if some small ember of a whisper were to rise from whatever pit that they managed to crawl out of, someone would be there to snuff it out.
Well, here's hoping that she does not last long.
Oh my god!
Man, so I got some fucking inner demons. Harkos has some inner demons that need exercising right now, and I don't know where my treadmill is.
So that favor you were speaking of.
Yes.
The pot, I'm assuming.
The elders should have it in their possession. And I think that it would be most wise to make sure that that thing does not ever see the light of day.
Hmm. Yep.
Sam Renton would most definitely find great power for those who brought her back. And if these drow were to tire of their place here, then they could most assuredly cause some devastation with her.
And what do you plan on doing with the essence?
Making sure that it does not see light again.
Is it possible to destroy it?
I am not aware. But I can make sure that it is well guarded.
And what of your Methuselah, this Borvinsal?
What of him?
What is his current state? Whispers and all that.
Oh, I know more than just whispers. Borvinsal lives.
Huh. I'm not sure if that's good news or terrifying.
Well, Borvinsal would be... Borvinsal is the first one to bring the gift of steel to the mortals.
Oh.
He has always been a benefactor to the what some would call the lower races.
I meant no offense, but terrifying is this thinking of dragons roaming again.
not to furrow anyone's brow, but what was required in return for him bringing steel to the lower life forms? Surely something like that isn't just freely given.
It was given on Numerath's behest.
All right, pause.
Yep.
I hate you a little because I'm on the level with Nick of I don't want to trust this guy, but you're making it really hard.
Here's...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's what I want. We're not going off on a rail because that makes it an under the trench coat talk. But what's going through my head right now, Brad, the reason Nick is being so silent, I can't find the words that I want Harkos to say. I don't know how to interact with this because all I can think about is Rimgar, who is also a herald, also saying really nice things about Pylorvo. It was just that Rimgar was so cocky about what he was saying. He was like, well, Pylorvo just wants everything to go back how it was. Like, the dragons are just better. So all I can think is that to each herald, obviously their Methuselah can do no wrong.
No, I fully agree with that.
And all they're going to do, Brad, is they're going to open up their book of dragondom. And they're going to be like, look, my Methuselah was born right here in Riven. There, you should join my Methuselah's religion because they're the good guy. But don't like that guy who just let you pass through the wall of magic because he's a dickhead. But mine's better. And then we'll go back and be like, hey, this guy said that you're kind of a prick. Well, he would say that because did he tell you that with the first steel also came the first wars? No, of course he didn't. Fuck all of this. Fuck all of it.
I 100% agree.
We'll just kill everybody.
What?
Again, we are getting dangerously close to under the trench coat talk.
Yeah,
so.
All right. Shit. God damn it.
Well, my sock is inside out. I just realized my sock is inside out. I don't like it.
Part of me really wants to just drop the truth bomb on him.
I've come inches from it a couple times. We'll see.
Are we as a team cool with that? Because I kind of want to.
I got you. Harkos hasn't fucking said a thing. If we're cool, team okay? 50% yes, Brad?
Yeah, I'm solid with it.
You know, that Phil is always is going to support your decisions on these things. Like, he's not frontline leader person. Like, that is not him.
All opposed? None? Okay, motion carries. Back in it.
Did we just have a fucking board meeting?
We did.
Hashtag parliamentary procedure, bitches. I just want to be certain that Borvinsol does not need to meet the same fate that Pylorvo did with us.
He cocks his head to the side. How do you mean?
Is that okay, Brad? You good with that? how do I mean? Oh, sorry, my companion here. He's a tad coy, but Pylorvo, she did rise, and as I stated before, we were the foot to snuff out her embers.
Wow. Brad's very amused.
Well, that was definitely the truth bomb.
I didn't know what truth bomb you were talking about, but that's the one that was on my mind.
No, me too. I was just going to be a little less A-bomb and a little more, you know, like firecracker in the progression.
I haven't talked much this episode because I don't know what the fuck to do. And that's what my brain's been telling me to do, which is why I haven't spoke.
I love it. I love it. It was great.
It's a lot of, honestly, it makes sense in canon too, because it's built up of Harkos from the moment I stepped into that stupid skull and Trevor just starts lying and hiding things. And so Harkos has just reached a point. He's like, nope, no more bullshit.
Nope, fuck this. Oh, man, that was great.
So Veldris will cock his head to the side and say, you say that you were the one to snuff out the embers.
So Trevor kind of looks over at Harkos like, "Uh-oh."
Yes, but technically Puffles wasn't in the room just yet, but
no, he was. Puffles did make it in by then. Puffles came inside with us. Never mind. I retract that.
Yes, it was us. A couple friends in Aramor, but for the most part.
Rheamgar did not put up much of a fight, but...
No. Veldrith will bring his hands up. I sincerely applaud you for just a small group to take out. Someone like Pylorvo is, wow, you have impressed me.
Well, since we're putting everything out on the table now, to completely finish her, we had a bit of help. You see, I have quite the connection to Numerath.
Truly.
As a matter of fact, I perished once and was in. Well, he took me to the other side.
That is the smell that's on you. It's been a long time since I've caught wind of the other side. It's a sweet smell, but
it is quite pleasant there.
It can ring false for some, but if you were a friend of Numerath, then I knew that there was a reason that I was going to like you as soon as I saw you.
Trap! Trap!
Those words are trap.
I do apologize. We have some trust issues. Yeah. I hope you can understand.
If you've been dipping your feet into the world of the Methuselahs, I truly can't blame you. Sam Renton was my Methuselah's best friend for centuries immemorial. And for her and her herald to just betray that, it's a deep wound.
I can imagine.
If you've been getting your feet wet into all of this, then I can't blame you for trust or having trust issues. Rather, truly can't.
Well, I hope. I hope this manages to change some of that.
I sincerely hope so as well. I hope that you will find that I am far more easy to get along with than Rimgar certainly was.
We didn't have to deal with him for very long.
It sounds like you made quick work of him.
He ran away once.
Yeah. You didn't even need to say that, and I would have assumed that it happened.
So
he was a fair warrior, but he knew when he was outmatched and would definitely run behind his Methuselah shield as quickly as he could.
So you say about putting Sam Ritten's essence in a well-guarded spot. Don't suppose we could get a little more detail on that, could we? Because we have Pylorvos put in a well-guarded spot.
Well, the safest spot that I could possibly think of for it to go would be with my Methuselah, with Borvensol. That he would guard it without question.
Well, if you don't mind, perhaps we, perhaps we put it with our collection and for the moment, and then have a, perhaps Numerath and I can discuss where to go from there.
I am afraid that cannot be part of the deal.
Bulls!
You must understand my deep desire to make sure that she does not come back.
I definitely do understand your deep desire of not wanting her to come back.
I would
prefer not to have another face-to-face fight with a Methuselah. So I definitely understand.
I would expect not.
How did Borvensol return? Because the happenings behind Pylorvo's attempted rise to power were none too palatable.
I can assure you it was not something as grotesque as sucking an entire city dry.
Well, this is good news. So what was it?
Well, as the word suggests, that Borvinsal is closely tied to Steel, and with Steel he came back.
Oh, and no, Steph, Iron's Edge!
This definitely sounds much better than Pylorvo's return.
Yes, each Methuselah has their own way of things.
And what can you?
I obviously am probably not fully versed in everything. What can you tell me of Numerath?
Numerath?
Yes.
And how do you mean? Yeah. Like, what do you want to know?
Well, you said.
Do you wish to know more?
don't you fucking Starship Troopers me?
you said Borvinsal was brought of steel.
Yes.
What are all the connections to the Methuselahs? I guess not just Numerath. I apologize. I did not necessarily mean it that way. Like, Sam Renton is the wealth. Yes.
Yes.
And then, but I've never. Did I hear it all? Oh yeah, the golden flame.
Yeah, yeah. You Davinia gave you.
She did.
The full shtick.
My brain wasn't fully there. So Numerath is the golden flame, the purifying light. Like, what would be his means of resurrection?
Well. I do not know this.
Everything, the others sound pretty explanatory, I guess, now that you stated what Borvinsal's is. So, but Numerath's is not very explanatory.
These are not secrets that I have. And I apologize for my lack of information here. Oh. Numerath was not my Methuselah, so
understandable.
My knowledge is based solely on what my interactions with them and their heralds. That is not typically something that would be discussed openly.
I appreciate it. I was just curious. I haven't exactly been able to have a long conversation with him.
Numerath is a righteous and powerful Methuselah, but he is a bigger fan of delegating from afar.
Yes, he'd rather write the checks than snap the necks.
Indeed.
Even though he snapped the neck.
Well, he held.
Yeah, he held and she snapped the neck, technically.
Okay.
Cause Zuriel bottled her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, potato potato.
Well, I would like to attempt to get our friend back, so we shall definitely keep an eye out for the bottle. And, we'll go from there. Are you joining us, or?
If you would have me, I would. Would love to help you. As I said, that you finding the jar would be payment for my assistance. Not just in finding the elders and getting to them, but with completing this to get your friend back.
There's There's so much that I need. It needs to be under the, that, and that's where we'll call it, folks. It needs to be under the trench coat right now.
You know something, Brad? I am in awe of you. Because you were able to talk yourself in circles and still find a corner to back into, and it's pure idiotic genius, and I don't know how you do it. I love listening to this stuff. I'm like, I wonder where he's going, and then we're in a corner, and then you go, well, Nick, what do we do? Why the fuck do I have to help get us out of the corner now?
I was the silent passenger, which is exactly why it's now on me to help. But my God, like, what the fuck is, what is happening right now? When did we start being friends with all these a-holes?
But Nick, that's very rude to say of my heralds. They're not a-holes. Listen here.
They are. We all know they are.
Davinia was super nice. You don't know that, but...
And so far...
And you like Davinia, you just don't know you like Davinia.
No, I don't.
Because
I like Gork. Too.
Uh-huh.
They're different people.
Or not.
If they're not, then why'd she have to hide from me in a fucking alley?
She did that for Trevor's benefit. Fuck Trevor's benefit.
Sure. Brad, bring along the bad guy. So there's absolutely no way we can fuck him over. I mean, you can't tell him not to. What's our reason? He's gonna fucking sneaky follow us anyway.
That was part of my asking him, was because I thought if we're like, okay, well, we'll go get it. And then he's like, okay, but I don't trust these fuckers either. So better the, you know, what was it? The... I don't even know what there's a phrase for it, and I don't fucking know what it is off the top of my head.
Friends close, enemies closer. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I suppose that'd work.
But you don't. I don't know if you're considering him an enemy.
Well, we don't know if he is or not, but we're.
Nick is very matter of fact. Yes.
I don't know if he is or not.
I need to write a note down front of the trench coat.
We need that like now. I'll put your cliffhanger right now.
No, we need at least like 20 more minutes, Brad. Minimum, if not more. So you suck it up and deal.
I've never so badly wanted to hear Ken say, and that's where we'll call it. Composed.
Man,
shall we go ahead and venture on?
Yes, we definitely should. It'll be, hopefully things work and we can get Selena back. It would be nice to see her again.
Well, and hopefully I can be of some assistance in this matter.
Yeah, I'm positive you can.
Well,
onward.
Great.
Indeed. So you proceed forward.
Yep. I'm gonna kind of stick with him.
Oh yeah, he does not shy away from like leading the charge here. Like he moves forward, so he's definitely up front. So you walk along the pathway. And this building comes into clearer sight. You can see the large statue of the spider coming out from atop the there's a word for it and I can't think of it, but on top of this building.
I'm not
you can
alone.
See the spider statue. But the rest of it is composed of very similar material to what you're seeing around, but is all engraved with different scenes depicting it looks like everything from like battles to family heritages that have been carved into the site of this. It's almost like pictograms Egyptian hieroglyphs like that. There's a story being told, and you can kind of get some of it just from looking.
Uh-huh.
That you can start to piece some things together. But for the most part, it seems random. But there is a long set of black stairs that lead up to the stone doors that are at the front of this building. And as you reach the base of the stairs, Veldrith will turn and look at you, Trevor, and say, well, are you ready?
Oh, I sure hope so. Shall we knock?
He turns and looks at you like, you do not seem especially enthused. I look forward to joining battle, and I expect that we will find it on the other side of these doors.
Well, I vote for the option of not shooting for that initially. I'm not against it.
The elders and those who follow them have brought this on themselves. If they've taken off with the pieces that these people need in order to reverse this ritual and refuse to give them up willingly, then they will see what the herald that brought steel can do.
Well, that's fair enough, but let's attempt the willingly.
Great.
Fine.
Judging by the lashings you were giving the ones back there, I'm sure you can be quite persuasive. So, between the two of us, we're bound to be able to get somewhere without stabbing and smashing. If not, then if they leave us no choice, then that's where we go.
Well, it might be best that you take the lead on that, then.
That I will. So I'll go up the stairs and knock.
You knock and you hear a resonating sound from the other side of these doors. But there is no answer after a couple of minutes.
Try to open the door.
Hey. The door opens pretty freely. For something as large and heavy as it is, it seems to open fairly easy, but it definitely groans and seems to put a great strain on the massive hinges that are holding this thing.
Oh, me too, door, me too.
All right.
Well. Do you have your doodad?
Oh, I have not taken it off. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm gonna peer into the building.
So initially inside there is a small entryway that appears to lead further in to another set of doors. There's no like fancy stairways that go up like you've seen in some other larger buildings like this. There's just a single door on the other side of this entryway. Lining the sides are various statues of what appear to be like previous elders, maybe you can assume. That like different drow that are lining the side. The drow are a very matriarchal society. Predominantly women that are statued along these sides.
So I'm going to look back at everybody and go, well, guess we're going in. So as I step through the door, I'm going to go, Okay, well, I knocked, and coming in now. Hope that's okay.
Hey, so you're going ahead and stepping in?
Yep.
I hate this.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and roll a perception for me as you're stepping in?
Oh, whoa. Okay, that dice is gone for the moment. 18.
15. It's not a bad number. Terrible. I just laughed because I have all these dice that are being shamed around my tray. And that is now the third one that I have set over here as a 13.
That's interesting.
I have 3 13s, 2 12s, and a 1.
Jeez.
So you open up this door, you take a peek in, and see this door on the other side. You say you're a little funny about we're coming in. We knocked and we're coming in. And as you're starting to take that first step, you see little glints of light up above. And as your eyes start to adjust, you can see 6 arrowheads are being pointed at you. And you hear the twang of a bowstring.
Oh.
And that is where we will go ahead and call it.
Now, that was just rude. See, I tried to call
it. You're the one. You were the one that said that you were ready for it. And so I had to do something. This is where it was going to end. So,
I tried. I tried to make that's what we're going to call it. You wouldn't allow it. No, I'm okay with it. At least okay. I saw it.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Well, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, then we would ask that you give us some support through one of our various channels. The first one is through Patreon. We are Good Little Warlocks, and we offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek, or you can find us on any of your favorite ear-bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week you are the Sound Wildfire Circle Druid. With your almost phoenix-like powers, you are able to burn through the damage that is done to our podcast with our dumbfuckery and rise from the ashes a complete and finished podcast. Can you please resurrect us something fun to go out on? I'm in a Tasha's mood. That's the second Tasha's one that I've used now.
Yes.
Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos. As we... I don't know. Something that rhymes with 5 in episode 65. I can't think of, like, I want us to say as we rub our temples and sigh in episode 55. Sure. Let's see what else what other bullshit allies Brad picks in episode 66.
this week. I don't know. I haven't been very confident about my last couple of songs. This one, I don't know how I feel. I feel like, I mean, it's good, but whatever. Anyway, this song, I hope I haven't done it before. My brain's kind of wishy-washy. Part of me is telling me I've done it before. I don't think I have, though. I feel like I would remember, but apparently I wouldn't. So, without further ado, it's not very, well, it's kind of straightforward. You'll know what it's about as we get into it. So, here we go. Episode 65 parody. Oh, I got a real cough. Hang on. I can't fight my urges any longer. And I'm so afraid my spouse will find out. What started out as knickknacks has gotten stronger. I really wish I had the strength to say no. I tell myself that I'll stop when I'm ready. But I tell myself that every year. Cause I feel so complete when I get more. They give me a purpose and make me grin from ear to ear. And despite all the divorce threats, I buy them left and right. They're always there for me after every silly fight. And I just have more sets than I ever thought I might. Damn, damn. And I won't fight my urges anymore. I've bought every single set from my local store. It's time to show my spouse to the door and go buy some more. No. My dice are all I ever long for.
Ouch.
What? What? It's not real. I'm just saying that, like, at least we don't want people to think it's real, I guess. Can't get divorced if you're not married. What?
Yeah, no, Trevor, I believe.
Trevor, yes.
Right. I don't think this is gonna work out. Maybe.
And why isn't it going to work out? I don't understand. I'm just very curious as to how you all have such a well recount of Harkos and I's adventures so far.
This is, for you to know.
This is a very strange thing. I feel like magic is at hand here, and I would like to know who is involved. That's all.
All right. Who do we have that's next on the list?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.